This is the reading for November 28. Micah chapter 3. Then I said, "Listen, leaders of the people of Jacob, listen, you rulers of the nation of Israel. You should know how to decide cases fairly, but you hate good and love evil. You skin my people alive and tear the flesh off their bones. You eat my people's flesh and skin them and break their bones. You chop them up like meat for the pot, like meat in a cooking pan. They will cry to the Lord, but he won't answer them. At that time he will hide his face from them, because what they have done is evil. The Lord says this about the prophets who teach his people the wrong way of living. If these prophets are given food to eat, they shout peace. But if someone doesn't give them what they ask for, they call for a holy war against that person. So it will become like night for them without visions. It will become dark for them without any way to tell the future. The sun is about to set for the prophets. Their day will become dark. The seers will be ashamed. The people who see the future will be embarrassed. Yes, all of them will cover their mouths, because there will be no answer from God. But I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and strength to tell the people of Jacob how they have turned against God, and the people of Israel how they have sinned. Leaders of Jacob and rulers of Israel, listen to me, you who hate fairness and twist what is right. You build Jerusalem by murdering people. You build it with evil. Its judges take money to decide who wins in court. Its priests only teach for pay, and its prophets only look into the future when they get paid. But they lean on the Lord and say, 'The Lord is here with us, so nothing bad will happen to us.' Because of you, Jerusalem will be plowed like a field. The city will become a pile of rocks, and the hill on which the temple stands will be covered with bushes."
Chapter 5.
I appeal to your spiritual leaders. I make this appeal as a spiritual leader who also witnessed Christ's sufferings and will share in the glory that will be revealed. Be shepherds over the flock God has entrusted to you. Watch over it as God does. Don't do this because you have to, but because you want to. Don't do it out of greed, but out of a desire to serve. Don't be rulers over the people entrusted to you, but be examples for the flock to follow. Then, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Young people, in a similar way, place yourselves under the authority of spiritual leaders. Furthermore, all of you must serve each other with humility, because God opposes the arrogant but favors the humble. Be humbled by God's power, so that when the right time comes, he will honor you. Turn all your anxiety over to God, because he cares for you. Keep your mind clear and be alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion as he looks for someone to devour. Be firm in the faith and resist him, knowing that other believers throughout the world are going through the same kind of suffering. God, who shows you his kindness and who has called you through Christ Jesus to his eternal glory, will restore you, strengthen you, make you strong, and support you as you suffer for a little while. Power belongs to him forever. Amen. I've written this short letter to you, and I'm sending it by Silvanus, whom I regard as a faithful brother. I've written to encourage you and to testify that this is God's genuine goodwill. Remain firmly established in it. Your sister church in Babylon, chosen by God, and my son Mark send you greetings. Greet each other with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ.